Hey there, beautiful listeners. Ever had those days where your favorite pair of jeans suddenly feels like it's a size too small? Or when you look in the mirror, you wonder if your belly's just bloated or is it something more? You're certainly not alone in this. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to many of our hearts and bellies. I'm talking about belly bloat and its connection with weight. Welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. I'm Patty Pelko, your guide in unraveling the mysteries of your body through science, especially for us women over 45. Let's explore together how understanding our bodies and metabolism can empower us to take control of our health and feel amazing every day. Now, let's unravel the mystery of belly bloat. It's a common complaint, but did you know that it can be a sneaky contributor to weight gain? Yes, you heard that right. Bloating isn't just about discomfort or appearance. It's a sign from your body, a clue that something deeper could be at play. And the reason I wanted to talk about it today is because this is a real sticking point for so many of the wonderful women that I work with, that once we address it, they're able to make big strides forward in their weight loss journey. Let's start with the difference between temporary bloating and chronic bloating. Temporary bloat might happen after a big meal. Think of that full feeling after a Thanksgiving feast. But chronic bloating, that's a whole other ballgame, and it's our focus today. It's persistent, and you've probably noticed it. Think back to when you were younger, waking up with a flatter tummy in the morning. Does that happen less frequently now? And on those rare days it does, do you wonder why you suddenly feel and look better? Well, today, we're going to make that connection. But first, it's important to understand that while occasional bloating is normal, chronic bloating is a signal from our body that we shouldn't ignore. It's a gentle whisper telling us that something's out of balance. Addressing it can lead to significant improvements in our overall health and well-being. So let's dive deeper and decode what our bodies are trying to tell us. Here's a part of the mystery we're exploring today. Chronic bloating can often be linked to inflammation in our bodies. Remember our chat about inflammation and weight gain in my previous episode? If not, don't worry. It's there for you to catch up on later. But for now, just know that inflammation and weight gain are closely intertwined. Bloating can be a sign of inflammation, and chronic inflammation can be a huge contributor to weight gain. Let me explain how this happens. Inflammation makes it hard for our body to process insulin properly. This can send our blood sugar levels on a roller coaster ride, leading to an accumulation of visceral, or belly, and liver fat. This fat causes us to gain even more weight and screws with our insulin levels even more. So it's not a one-way street. The more our insulin response is impaired, the more we might struggle with weight gain. It's a cycle that many of us unknowingly get trapped in. Now, I've been there too. I was diagnosed with both endometriosis and irritable bowel syndrome, and I've experienced times when my stomach looked like I shoved an inflated balloon in my waistband. Looking at myself from the side in the mirror, I sometimes looked pregnant. And let's talk about those awkward moments when someone asked me when I was due. Yeah, it's a rude question, but back then it was more than just rudeness for me. It was a blow to my self-esteem. I was frustrated and confused, trying to figure out what was contributing to my bloat. But here's the thing, understanding the root cause opened the door to transformation. It wasn't just about looking better, it was about feeling better and reclaiming my health. And that's what I want to help you with too. Now, I had some common signs of chronic bloating, but I also discovered that some surprising symptoms were tied to bloat. You're probably familiar with the usual suspects. A stomach that feels full or looks bigger than usual, heartburn, nausea, gas, or bowel movement issues. But there are some lesser known signs that you might be dealing with chronic bloat and inflammation. These include symptoms like brain fog, headaches, fatigue, acne, or body aches. And a classic signal that your gut isn't happy? That sudden weight gain of 1 or more pounds overnight. But here's the empowering part. By understanding the connection between bloating and weight, we start to see the bigger picture of our health. It's not just about tackling one symptom. It's about connecting the dots between different aspects of our well-being. This means paying attention to our body's messages and responding in a way that uplifts our overall health and happiness. It's like that old saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. When we start to see our health as a puzzle, where everything's interconnected, we can make changes that benefit not just our waistline, but our energy levels, our mood, our skin, you name it. So let's dive into how we can tune into these messages from our body and make empowering changes that go beyond just reducing bloating. It's about creating a ripple effect of wellness throughout our lives. So first things first, what are some of the causes of chronic bloating? It could be a range of factors, often unique to your body. Now, as always, if you're experiencing chronic bloating, it's wise to check with your doctor. But let's discuss some common reasons to help you start the conversation. The biggest reason for bloat won't surprise many of you. It's often related to what you're eating. But here's the thing, it can also come from what you're not eating. Here I'm talking about fiber and water. Not enough fiber can lead to constipation, a common culprit behind bloating. Both soluble and insoluble fiber are important in your diet, along with adequate hydration to keep everything moving smoothly through your system. Now, let's tackle the eye opener. Specific foods that can cause bloat. Many women I work with initially think their bloat is due to eating too much salt. However, it's often something more insidious. Unexpected, but common foods that contribute to inflammation and in turn, bloating. We're looking at foods like dairy, fried foods, and added sugars. Gluten, artificial sweeteners, and a group of foods known as FODMAPs can also be problematic for some. Now, FODMAPs are a group of carbohydrates found in certain grains, fruits, sweeteners, and veggies, like onions, peas, and cauliflower. Understanding these dietary triggers is key to tackling bloating. I want to share a story about one of the amazing women I've had the privilege of working with. Let's call her Pam. Pam was dealing with persistent bloating that really affected her confidence and comfort. When we took a closer look at her diet and lifestyle, we made an interesting discovery. The culprit? A specific group of foods that was throwing her off. Nightshades. In case you're not familiar with them, nightshades are a family of plants, including white potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant, which contain a chemical called solanine. For some people, like Pam, this can lead to discomfort and inflammation. Well, Pam loved her daily Greek salad with peppers, thinking they were a healthy choice, but it turned out they were contributing to her bloating. This revelation was a game changer for her. We worked together to tailor a plan that suited her body's needs and her personal preferences. The result? A significant decrease in bloating, and as an added bonus, she made progress on her weight loss journey. Pam's story is a powerful reminder that when it comes to our health, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all solution. Due to genetics, environment, and lifestyle, Our bodies react differently to specific foods. What works for one person may not work for another. This is why it's crucial to find what specifically suits your body best. So if you're struggling with bloating, it's important to remember that a generalized approach might not give you the answers you need. Just like we discovered with Pam, exploring whether certain foods could be the cause is a step towards a tailored solution that truly works for you. Now, you might be wondering, if you identify a specific food that's causing you trouble, do you need to cut it out forever? Well, everybody's unique. For some, avoiding certain foods might be necessary, but for others, temporary elimination and gut healing could be the ticket to their best health. It's not just about removing foods. It's about understanding your body's individual responses and needs. So, what else should you be keeping your eye on in your battle against bloat? It's not just about food. Our hormonal fluctuations, especially in our 40s and 50s, play a huge role. You see, as we age, our estrogen levels can spike while progesterone drops, often leading to fluid retention. And here's an interesting fact. Our gut is lined with estrogen receptors, meaning changes in this hormone can directly impact how bloated we feel. But it doesn't stop there. Stress adds another layer to this complicated picture. It can upset our hormonal balance and neurotransmitters, triggering our fight or flight response, which in turn affects our gut health. The result? More inflammation and, yes, more bloating. This is why tackling bloating is about more than just making a change to what you eat. It's about understanding and managing a web of interconnected variables, including things like diet, hormones, stress, and physical activity. Let's face it, navigating this maze can be quite tricky. That's exactly why generalized advice can fall short, and personalized guidance becomes so valuable. It's not only about identifying the problem, but also understanding how all these elements come together in your life. Working with a professional can truly illuminate this path. Together, we delve into these complexities, tailor strategies to your specific needs, and aim towards not just alleviating bloating, but enhancing your overall well-being. We're here to explore what specifically works for you, creating a journey that's as unique as you are. As we finish up today, take a moment to think about your own run-ins with bloating. Is it popping up more often than you'd like? Or should I say pooping up? Sorry, I couldn't resist. I guess I'm channeling my inner 8-year-old boy humor today. If so, this might be a hint that there's more going on. Knowing what's happening with your body is the first big step. This chat about bloating and weight, it's all about giving you the reins to your health journey. If anything we talked about today struck a chord, it might be time to dig a little deeper. Sorting out bloating issues can really kickstart your progress, like I've seen with so many of the women that I work with. And it can get you back into those favorite jeans and feeling like yourself at get-togethers. Now, before we wrap up, I just want to take a moment to thank you for joining me today. If you're finding value in our conversations, I would be incredibly grateful if you could leave a rating or review or even subscribe to the podcast. It might seem small, but your support really helps us reach more people and keeps this community growing. Every rating, review, and subscription makes a big difference and keeps our journey together going strong. So if you like what you're hearing and want to see more of it, please consider showing your support. Thank you so much for being a key part of our journey and for helping make this podcast a space for learning, growth, and empowerment. Thanks again for joining me today. If you ever need more tips, personalized guidance, or just a friendly voice to help you figure things out, remember I'm here for you. Every time you think about improving your health, you're taking another step towards unleashing your metabolic potential. believe in yourself. You've got this, and I'm cheering for you. Until our next chat, stay absolutely wonderful and keep moving forward. Bye.